On this week's Tourism Roundup, Falmouth to be positioned as a tourist destination. And stick around for our No Jamaica segment. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. The inaugural Falmouth Heritage Expo was held on Wednesday, October 18. It was celebrated under the theme, The Preservation of the Built Heritage. Minister of Tourism Edmund Bartlett says, the expo sought to build on the Falmouth invasion, spearheaded by the ministry in February.
This event aims to foster a civic-minded community that values its heritage and works together to preserve its unique built environment as a distinct element of its tourism product.
Minister Bartlett says, the expo and similar initiative will help to boost tourism and economic growth in Falmouth. He points out that the ministry has partnered with international stakeholders to position Falmouth as a sustainable tourist destination.
Tourism for Falmouth is now its lifeblood. Yes, the new DNA for Falmouth is tourism. And tourism has taken over from sugar and from all the other agricultural supplies that come into the town. Tourism is now the boss of Falmouth.
Residents of Falmouth are also set to benefit from the positioning of the town as a major tourist destination. Minister Bartlett gave an update on hotels being built in the area.
By March of next year, we will have 350 rooms ready with at least 700 jobs available for people in Falmouth and its environs. And by next year, and the end of 18 into early 19, the other 450 rooms will be done. But in addition to that, there will also be 750 rooms built a little way near to Duncan's by a new company called H10.
The ministry is seeking to engage investors to facilitate the construction of more hotels in and around Falmouth.
And what that looks like is over the next 5 to 6 years, another 2,000 to 3,000 rooms. And that will make the Trelawney corridor from Falmouth through to Rio Bueno the second largest tourism corridor in Jamaica. The first, of course, being the Rose Hall corridor.
Minister Bartlett says Falmouth will be included during Jamaica's hosting of the United Nations World Tourism Organization conference in Montego Bay in November.
And the opening session, the opening party, is being scheduled for the Falmouth Pier, all goes well. And the only thing that could prevent that is if we have more ships coming on that day. And if we have more ships, glory to the process. I'm going to talk to Royal Caribbean to see how we can perhaps tie in the presence of those ships with the wonderful reception that we are planning for that first night.
Minister of Tourism Edmund Bartlett. Minister Bartlett is encouraging residents of Falmouth to preserve their heritage, noting that the spirit of the people is a major attraction for visitors to the island. To a place called Jamaica. In our No Jamaica segment this week, we visit the Trial Estate in Hanover. The Trial Estate is on the main road between Hopewell and Sandy Bay, Hanover. It has been maintained as an attraction with a golf course, tennis and beach club. The International Johnny Walker Golf Tournament was held here annually until 1996. That's it for this week's Tourism Roundup. On behalf of Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Andre Palmer, saying take care and one love.
This is Jamaica. The JIS mobile app is now available on Apple devices. Access news and radio content anytime, anywhere on the JIS mobile app. On your Apple device, go to the App Store, search JIS, download our mobile app, and be instantly connected. Also available on Android devices. The Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica. It's Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.